While we were children, I used to dream of having a baby. Yes, Lawrence, I did.
You did?
How young were you? I was startled by her assertion. I was becoming aware of the great difference between us. She was capable of so much more than I was. Why hadn't I been conscious of her mothering capacity before now? Come and stand with me, she said. I'm tired of sitting. The cornfield was as a yellow sea, with waves being made as the breeze flowed intermittent thereupon. There were no distant objects, only the butterflies and other much smaller insects floating over the top of the corn, while being carried in the breeze, the warmed breeze, and there flutter the woman amidst the corn. There was everything here. Though caught among broken clouds, the afternoon sun had remained very bright. This same brightness was noticeably upon her face and shoulder as she turned to look at me. "Hold me," was her whisper. "Fix yourself upon me." I touched her forehead with the tip of a finger and wandered over her face. How could I sufficiently compliment her beauty? How could there be anything I could make that would harmoniously glide into the newness of time with her? This had been the intention of the day, and I had conceded my inability as a painter. Nevertheless, being here was perfect. Then I began to consider what she'd just said concerning what her womanhood meant for her. There was something I could do to compliment the perfection. I held her close. Close as the transport of her words impregnating my very being. Her whispered voice was coming upon the wings of butterflies, many butterflies, that were hovering above her head. I listened. "My childhood memories, Lawrence, they are beside me. Yes, they mean so much, and cannot fade away into nothingness. I have been with the thought of making children for as long as I can remember.